Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 4, Visitors. "You're so talented," declared Kisma's parents. "We knew you had been blessed with a special gift from the time you were born." It had been almost 2 months since Evita and Kisma had come to Master Sapir's pottery workshop to study. Today, Kisma's parents had come to see how their daughter was progressing. She showed them all of the earthenware she had made. The shelves were lined with various sizes of garden pots and planters, some boasting floral patterns which had been carefully etched in. After choosing 3 to take with them to show to their neighbors, Master Zapier spoke with them as they left the workshop. "Kisma is a fast learner," smiled the potter. "She has almost mastered the first stage of her training. Visitors to my workshop have been impressed and have purchased several of her first pieces." Then he turned solemn. "However, she has shown little interest in advancing. The better clay is found on the higher ridges as you ascend Mount Amek, but she has displayed no enthusiasm for the climb. She seems content with the knowledge that she has thus far attained." Her parents were a bit annoyed by this comment. "Kisma is naturally gifted," they stated. "She has not had to struggle like others, and yet has always advanced. You will see." "Gifts are indeed blessings and should be treasured," Sapir responded. "But like treasures, gifts must be fully opened before their contents can be fully appreciated." The next several weeks were full of activity for Kisma. Her parents' visit had filled the Greylock villagers with curiosity and brought dozens of townsfolk out to the potter's workshop. This proved to be quite a distraction for both Kisma and Evita, so Sapir suggested taking a cart full of her pots to the town once a week, where she could display and sell it. "What a great idea!" exclaimed Evita. "That way a lot more villagers can see how well you're doing, and they won't have to travel so far, and we can focus on our training the other days without interruptions." Kisma met more people in the following weeks than she had in her entire life. Greylock Village was all abuzz with words of praise for their budding potter. "We're so proud of you, Kisma," they commented as the lovely pots sold one after another. "I think she's absorbed some of that divine enchantment," was repeated again and again.